弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们刚才所唱到，求助我们彼此相爱。
We just sang of a song that asks us to love and be united.
遵此命令不稍怠。
So that we will follow the commandments without lacking.
唯愿彰显主爱浩大。
So that we could reveal the glory of His love.
主里相爱无虚假。
And that in His love there will be no fake.
这是诗人的一个祷告。
And this is a prayer of a psalmist.
也是早上我们一同要来追求的。
And this is also something we want to have this morning.
这是一个从主来的新命令。
Because this is a new commandment.
彼此相爱。
To love each other.
既然是彼此。
To love each other.
那么这个命令就不是单独一个人可以来完成。
That means that this commandment cannot be satisfied by just one person.
必须要我们众人一同起来遵守。
But this commandment can only be satisfied by all of us.
我们才能够达到主的命令。
So that we can all satisfy this commandment.
我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
That we are all people that God's called for.
我们同有一个指望，同有一位主。
We have this same hope, we have this same Lord.
借着信我们受浸归入一个身体。
And through faith that we are now baptized into one body.
一主一信一喜一神。
One faith, one belief, one Lord, one God.
神有一个旨意。
And we know that the Lord has one command for us.
就是要他的儿子得着一个身体。
So that his son can receive a body.
因为神的儿子是那样的丰富。
Because his son is so abundant.
他需要一个团体的器皿来盛装这个丰富。
He needs a corporate vessel to be filled with him.
我们的元首基督是那样的荣耀。
That our head, our Lord Jesus, is so glory.
他需要一个身体来彰显他所有的荣耀。
He needs a corporate vessel to reveal his glory.
我们要记得。
So let us remember.
我们个人的追求并不是单单叫我们成为一个属灵的伟人。
So that we are not only hoping that we can be someone great.
而是要我们在身体里面做一个可以供应的肢体。
But then we want to be a part of this body so that we can all supply.
这也是我们所蒙的呼召。
And this is our calling.
对，今天早上求神给我们一个启示。
So this morning.
叫我们都看见基督的身体。
We hope that our Lord will give us a vision so that we can see this corporate vessel.
能够看见身体的宝贵。
To see the importance of this corporate body.
好叫我们能够活在身体里面互相联络做肢体。
So that in this body we can all be a member.
因为只有身体的生活才能够把元首的荣耀彰显出来。
Yes, it is only through this body that we can reveal the glory of the head.
我们来读几段主的话。
So let's read a couple of verses.
好，我们读约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
John chapter 13, 34 and 35.
我们一起来读。
Together.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是让你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。提撒路加前书五章十二到十四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5:12-14.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们，又因他们所做的工，又爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。我又门内劝弟兄们，要警戒不守规矩的。勉励灰心的，扶持软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。我们低头一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们何等需要你来向我们说话。
How much we need you to speak to us.
你实在是我们爱的榜样。
Because you are the model of our love.
我们不知道如何彼此相爱。
We don't know how to love.
恩主啊，你今天早上来到我们中间。
But this morning, come to us.
你的圣灵亲自在这里运行。
So that your spirit will work among us.
教导我们如何彼此相爱。
To teach us how to love one another.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们知道我们是在基督里学校来学习。
Now we know that we are learning in Christ.
神所创造的一切就是我们可以学习的章本。
All things that the Lord created are things that we can learn from.
我们若看圣经上，主耶稣在地上，他每常常以周遭所有的事物，他所受造的这些来做一个比喻。
Now in the Bible, we can see that when Jesus was on this world, he would point to things that are created to teach us some lessons among them.
像野地的花、空中的飞鸟、麻雀这些。
Just like the flowers on the field, the birds that are flying, all things that we can learn from.
神具有一个目的，就是要叫门徒可以明白真理。
Because God only had one will, and He wants us to learn the truth.
早上我们也盼望借着神所的创造，我们来学习过怎么样过一个团体的生活。
So this morning, I also want us to learn from all the creations how we could love one another.
大雁 也有人称作燕鹅。
Now these are the geese.
这是一种群体生活的一种禽鸟。
And geese they live in groups.
当他们在冬天，他们要大举往南迁徙的时候。
And in the winter, they will now migrate to the south.
我们常常会看见他们乘各样的队形来飞行。
And we will see that they will fly in formation.
有时候是一个人字形。
A lot of time it comes in the shape of V. Sometimes it comes in the shape of one.
人字形。
And then sometimes it comes in the
reverse V. 像 V 字形一样。
Just like a V.
因为这些候鸟他们在长途飞行的时候节省体力的一个秘诀。
They fly in formation so that when they migrate to the south, they could save their strength.
有专门研究这种动物行为模式的人，他们专家他们研究。他们发现。
And then there are scientists that do a lot of research on this formation. Why they fly this way?
当大雁在飞行拍动它们翅膀的时候
so when the geese fly, when they flap their wings,
可以让跟随在后面的这些同伴有一个创造出一个上升的气流
so that they would create these, the drifting so that the birds following the first one could now have a better aerodynamic form.
这样可以让团体飞行的速度比个人飞行的速度快 22%.
So that when they fly in formation, they could actually fly 22% faster and more efficient than just flying alone.
可以节省 50% 的体力消耗。
And they could also save 50% of their strength by flying in formation.
那么飞行的距离至少可以增加 71%.
And then they could now fly at least 71% a distance further than just flying alone.
所以从这里我们看见这个团体的力量是何等的大。
So here we see the power of being in a team.
这是个人力量没有办法达到的。
Something that one strength cannot accomplish by himself.
教会的生活就是一个能够让我们省力很久稳行在高处的团体生活。
And the life of church is exactly like this. How when we come together, we could save each other from strength.
这个大雁他们有共同的一个目标，他们就是要到南方去避冬。
Just like the geese, they are now flying to the same destination, to the south.
今天我们在教会生活中，我们同有一位主，有相同的生命，相同的目标。
And in this church, we share the same life and we also have the same destination.
也就是一群同路人一同来走天路。
Just like we're all companions walking on the same path.
我们正往天上迁徙的路程。
And we are walking this heavenly path.
但是当在飞行的过程当中，会有单独飞行的时候，会有偏离了队伍的时候。
But when we fly alone, there are times when we depart from a path.
当这个鸟它偏行的时候，它会马上感受到有一个被往下拉的力量。
And then when this bird now left this formation, the first thing he will feel is that he is now falling down.
当然，我们知道这是地心引力的缘故。
It's of course because of gravity.
这时候他会发现单独飞行是有一个辛苦还有阻力的。
Now he feels that it is now a lot more difficult for him to fly by himself.
这时候他会马上立刻回到这个团体的里面。
So that's when he realized that he has to come back to his formation.
再度使用这些他们前面这个团体所提供的动力开始往前飞。
To come back and rely to the rest of his team to lead us in his formation.
我们相信大雁有非常敏锐的能力。
And I believe that all these geese, they have their spectacular ability.
当他马上回来到进到团体的里面，他知道他的位置在哪里。
When he comes back to his formation, he already knows where he is supposed to be.
他会很准确聚焦在他前面刚刚前面那个燕子的后面。
And accurately, he will know exactly how far he has to be from the geese that is in front of him.
弟兄姊妹，我一个人只有融入基督的身体中。
So brothers and sisters, we are in this same glorified body.
乐意接受。别人的协助，还有也愿意去协助别人，才能够达到目的地。
And one has to be willing to help and to be helped in order to be soft in this body.
我们够不够敏锐？当不小心偏离了队伍的时候，被世界一直在吸引的时候，我们是不是能够再重新回到队伍的里面
？Now, are we sensitive enough such that when we are now departing from this group, we know that we have to come back into this formation?
不能落单。
So that we cannot be isolated.
因为教会生活是一个保护。
Because the church, the life of a church is our protection.
在这个雁群当中，前面有这些不是整个所有整队都是在那里扇它的翅膀。
Now, in these formations, when the geese fly, not all of them flap their wings together.
而是前面有带领的那个燕子，他们大雁他们在那里扇翅膀。
But it is the leading goose, the ones that flap his wing first.
后面是借着前面所扇出来的，他们可以往上升，慢慢往前行。
And then through the lifting of the first bird, the birds that are behind him are using his lift so that they will flap their wings accordingly.
所以当领头的雁疲倦的时候，后面的就会自动的补上来。
So when the first goose is now getting tired, then they'll change formation, and other goose will now come to the front.
这也就是今天我为什么站在这里的原因。
And today, that's exactly why the reason now I'm before you today.
跟你的讲上面讲章上的讲员名单不一样。
It is a different speaker.
因为在这个飞行的队伍中。
Because in this flight formation,
也盼望尽一点点的心力。
That I want to use a little bit of my strength.
让这个队伍能够继续的往前行。
So that our formation can fly further.
所以这些大雁他们在。行进中会轮流担任头雁。
So that when these geese fly, they will switch up on who is on the leader's.
他们要让整个雁群能够保持一个队形跟速度。
So that this formation can always fly at a constant speed.
我们知道在前面这个带头雁是压力是很大的。
And we know that as the leading bird, it is the most pressure.
它要承受前面最大的空气阻力。
Because this is the bird that has to take on the most drag.
所以它一段时间就会轮流替换。
So that's why these birds, they have to change places.
这样雁群才能够经过长时间的飞行，不需要休息。
So that this formation can fly continuously without taking a break.
那我们会发现，在后面的就很轻松，它不需要怎么飞，怎么怎么消耗体力。
Then we also realize that it is always the easiest just to be all the way in the back.
所以会把年幼的、给一些软弱的、病老的、把病弱的、年老的就放在雁群的后面位置。
So that's why all the younger ones and all the sick ones and all the older ones, they always get to fly in the back.
恢复的时候再慢慢往前。
And then slowly, when they're not so tired, they will come up to the front.
在教会生活也是这样。
And it is exactly how we are in this church.
我们要顾念在我们前面带领我们的弟兄。
That we have to care for the one who is leading us.
重担要互相承担。
And then when he has his heavy burden, we have to share this burden with him.
我们总不能让领头的这个燕子掉下来，我们才惊觉说不见了，然后才递补上去。
So that we cannot let the leading goose fly until he's so tired that when he starts dropping, then we realize that we have to do something.
所以要彼此常常的来关顾。
So that's why we have to care for each other.
那在后面这些雁群也不是没事干。
And then I let you know that even the ones in the back, they have to do something too.
我们有没有发现，当雁群在大喜大一直在大大队这样在迁徙的时候，会发出很吵杂的声音。
That we know that when these formation fly, it makes a lot of noise.
那声音不是随随便便的。
And this is not just a random noise.
它有一个目的，这个声音就是来帮助整个大队可以连结在一起。
When they make this sound, it is actually to help the formation to stay in the formation.
好像在鼓励前面的落后的同伴赶快往前，前面的同伴你要努力开始扇你的翅膀。
Just like the one that is in the front is making a sound to encourage the one in the back to keep up with them.
在教会中，我们是不是也常常听到很大的声音？
And in this church, don't we always hear some sounds as well?
这声音到底是叫我们往前呢？
Now, is this sound calling us to go forward?
叫我们下沉呢?
Or maybe is this sound telling us to go down?
这个拉拉队有责任。
It's just like a cheerleader. They have their function.
一方面，当这个大雁有燕子它受伤或是不小那个被枪打中的时候，它就掉下来。
So that when a goose is shot, and then this goose will fall.
其他的两只雁就会陪着它。
And then at least two other goose will go with this bird that is going down.
一直协助他，而且保护他。
To help this falling, the bird that is falling, to help him and encourage him.
一直等到他能够再重新飞行。
Until this goose is recovered and can fly again.
或是等到他也许就死亡了。
Or maybe until this bird finally dies.
然后他们才会继续再飞上原来的这个队伍。
Then the rest of the bird will leave again and they will now chase back their formation.
或是加入其他的队伍。
Or to form a formation with the other group.
然后继续往前跟到目的地来跟我们原来的队伍会合。
And then continuously as a team, they will now fly to their destination.
这个在教会生活中所显出来的彼此相爱是不是很美呢？
Now, isn't this very beautiful of what these birds can do, just like our church?
所以这彼此相爱互相扶持是非常重要的。
So to love one another and to encourage and support one another is very important.
我记得自己在有两年的时间在台湾。
I remember that I spent 2 years in Taiwan.
那时候是整个最属灵光景也很低落的时候。
And that was during my darkest time.
但是感谢主，有同伴一直一直的鼓励陪伴。
But thanks to the Lord that at that time I had companions.
所以我个人觉得感觉到同伴是何等的重要。
So at that time I personally felt how important it is to have companions.
每当在服事的时候，就有一个思想。
And every time when I serve, I have this thought.
不能让同伴单独面对环境。
That it is my responsibility to make sure that my companion do not face any difficulty alone.
要陪他走这一段路。
That I have to walk with him on this path.
要接受安慰，要接受扶持。
That I will provide support and take support from my companions.
所以同伴的意义是什么呢
？So what is the meaning to be a companion?
不要让你的同伴落单。
Is that you will never let your partner be alone?
你的同伴也绝对不会把你放下。
Because your companion will never let you be alone as well.
所以这里从这里叫我们看见基督的身体。
So here we see the body of Christ.
我们必须活在身体的保护里面。
That we have to be protected in this one body.
活在肢体的扶持当中。
And in the support of the members.
单独的肢体是没有能力的。
Now a member that is isolated is without strength.
不管你有多强，有多属灵。
Doesn't matter how strong or spiritual you are.
如果在这个身体当中。
But if you come into this one body.
我们每一个都受保护。
Then all body are protected.
都没有保没有我们也没有遭到破坏别人也没有遭到破坏
And then we're no longer exposed by ourselves.
那这个身体就可以保全
And so now this body is now complete.
我们从另外一方面来说
Now if you look at it from
如果我们这个身体的血管、有一处爆裂了开始在流血
If in this body there's one vessel that is now burst.
你就任着它一直流
And then you let this vessel just shed blood.
这个身体最终的结果就是死亡。
Then eventually this body will die.
所以一个身体受苦，全身都不舒服。
So that's why if there's one member that is defected, then the whole body is now defected.
另外一方面来说，如果我一个耳朵听见了
，Now if you look at it from another example, if one of
your 整个人我也听见了。
If your ear can hear, then you can hear.
我眼睛看见了。
If one of your eyes can see,
我整个人也看见了。
Then your whole body can see.
所以一个肢体所接受到的所有的。肢体都一同来分享。
So when one member takes on a function, then the whole body enjoys that function.
所以我们这个个人是何等的重要。
So that's why as an individual, it is also very important.
我们要学习活在身体的里面。
That we have to learn how to live our life in this body.
不要自高。
So that we are not.
不要看自己过于所当看的。
Overconfident, and we don't look at ourselves as more than who we are.
要让我们保爱教会。
So that we will come and love this church.
学会跟神的众儿女一起同行。
To learn to walk with the children of God.
当有肢体遭到攻击的时候，这个大雁。
Now when a geese is under attack.
我们可以看见所有的一起都会像他们的天敌就是老鹰。
And then we know that the eagles are the ones that hunts the geese.
所以呢就会围攻上来。
So that when the eagles try to attack this formation,
一直把它等到把它制服。
And then until this eagle can kill this geese.
这个也是我们在神的家应该要有的责任。
And then this is also another responsibility that we have to take on.
当遭到仇敌的攻击的时候
，when one person is under attack,
我们要一起起来抵挡。
Then we have to all stand up for this one person.
抵挡。堵住所有的破口
to resist this enemy and to fill all the openings.
感谢主不仅给我们一个命令
So thanks to the Lord, not only he has given us a commandment.
主也把这个遵守这个命令的生命给了我们
He also gives us a life that will follow this commandment.
而且他自己就是这个命令的榜样
And in fact, he is our model, he is our example.
主说他赐给我们一个新的命令
So the Lord says, a new commandment I give to you.
叫你们要彼此相爱。
That you love one another.
神的命令就是叫我们要信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
His commandment is for us to believe in the name of Jesus.
而且要照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And through his commandment that we can love one another.
我们爱神吗？
Now, do you love God?
主说也当爱弟兄。
And then the Lord said, then you should love your brothers and sisters.
这是我们从神所受的命令。
And this is commandment that we have received.
另外我们看见主就是这个命令的榜样
And then also he says that the Lord is our example
就是我怎样爱你们
And he said how I love you
你们也要怎样相爱
And that's exactly how you should love one another
我给你们做了榜样
And I am your example
照着我向你们所做的去做
So do as I have done
主做了什么呢
What has the Lord done
我们如果去看主耶稣洗门徒的脚做榜样
And then we see that in this chapter, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
我们从圣经中看见那一天他们彼此争谁为大。
And then in the Bible, we know that on the same day, they're just arguing who is bigger than another.
我们在按照犹太人他们坐席的时候需要洗脚。
And then if we follow the tradition of the Jews, when they supper, they have to wash their feet.
因为他们穿的鞋子是我看是罗马鞋那种凉鞋
Because at that time they wear sandals
他们不是坐在椅子上来是躺在 地上一起吃饭。
And not that they're not sitting at a table to eat, but then they will lie down on the floor to eat together.
所以有仆人会帮他女仆会帮他们洗脚。
So that a servant or a slave will wash the feet of the master.
让他们可以很享受这样的一个用餐。
So that the people can enjoy the supper.
但是这一天晚上没有帮他们洗脚的。
But on that one night, there's no servant to wash the feet.
所以我们可以知道为什么门徒争谁为大。
So we know that at that time, why the disciples are trying to fight on who is bigger.
小的人就去洗脚。
Because the one who is smaller will now wash the feet of all the ones that are bigger.
彼得、雅各、约翰觉得我们很大，所以你们要帮我们洗脚。
So Peter, John, and thought that they're the older, they're the bigger ones. So the other disciples should wash the feet. So that's why at that time they're fighting who is bigger.
但是看见主，他就端了一盆水来为他们洗脚。
Then we see that it is the Lord who now poured out some water to girth their feet.
主说：“我向你们做的，你们明白吗？”
And then Jesus asked him, "Do you understand what I'm doing for you?"
我是你们的主，是你们的夫子。
That I am your master and I am your teacher.
上去洗你们的脚。
But yet I wash your feet.
你们也当彼此洗脚。
And that's why you have to wash one another's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话是什么意思呢？
So brothers and sisters, what did Jesus mean?
难道主看重洗脚这件事吗？
Now does the Lord just want to wash your feet?
我们看见在梵蒂冈那个罗马教皇。
Now we know that at that Roman church.
他一年一次会从外面带着12个乞丐带进来，然后用金盆装水为他们洗脚。
That each year they would take on 12 beggars outside the church. They would take them inside the church so that they could wash their feet.
这是罗马天主教历世历代所做的都要做的一件事。
And that is the traditions that all the Roman Catholic Church they would do every year.
难道主就是要我们做这样吗？
Now is Jesus asking us to do that thing?
我相信不是的。
I don't believe so.
主为什么洗门徒的脚？
Now why did Jesus wash the disciples' feet on that very night?
主是替门徒洗脚是要让人看见。要彼此相爱。
Jesus washed the feet of the disciples on that one night to show us that how important it is to love one another.
彼此相爱不是用嘴巴讲讲的。
To love one another goes much further than just words.
见主有一个行动出来。
We see that Jesus followed his words by an action.
他用一个事实来表明这个彼此相爱。
He used an action to show his love.
我们常常想问为什么爱不来，我们没有办法彼此相爱。
And a lot of times I think about how can I love one another?
因为我们人总是爱自己。
Because we always love ourselves first.
把我们自己当作中心，好像全世界都应该围着我们。
We always put us in the center of the universe. We think everything surrounds us.
我每一件事情都先想到的就是自己。
And everything when we encounter, we always think of ourselves first.
可能要寻求自己的利益，寻求自己的地位。
What can I do so that I can take advantage of this situation?
也就是说，这就是我的权利，我是那么大，我是那么有，我那么重要。
You could also think about how I can use my own strength to overcome this situation.
但是我们看见主是怎么样，他降卑他的自己。
But yet we see what did the Lord do? The Lord humbled himself.
如果我们这个己不能放下，我们这个己不能被破碎。
If we cannot deny our own self, if we cannot break ourselves apart,
我们这个己不能舍去。
If we cannot give away and take away this self,
我们就不可能讲彼此相爱。
Then we could never talk about how we can love one another.
讲爱就是舍弃自己，爱就是拒绝自己。
Because to love is to deny our own want.
爱是甘心乐意把自己倒空。
To love is to be willingly empty ourselves.
这就是主给我们的榜样。
And that's exactly what the Lord has done and set an example for us.
他与神同等。
Even though he is equal to God.
他是却是卑微他自己。
But yet he humbled himself.
一直到死。
Until his death.
而且死在十字架上。
His death that is actually on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这个十字架成为我们最大的释放。
And brothers and sisters, this cross is the point of release for us.
我们他十字架将我们这个可怜的自己钉在十字架上，叫我们得着自由。
It is when we put ourselves on the cross, then we will receive freedom.
所以主说要我们背起十字架来跟从他。
So that's why the Lord asks us to carry our own cross and follow him.
姊妹说，为什么每次都讲到十字架？
And then a sister may ask, why every time you talk about the cross?
她觉得十字架是受苦。
Because the cross represents suffering.
但是我们要知道，十字架是最大的释放。
But then we also need to understand that the cross is the point where we are released.
今天我们要成为这个命令的见证。
So today, let us be a testimony of this commandment.
怎么样见证它？
How do we be a testimony?
我们如果彼此相爱，这是一个见证。
If we love one another, then we are His testimony.
主在地上的时候，他说，从来没有人看见过神。
When the Lord was on this world, He said that no one has seen God before.
只有借着父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
But only through the Son of God that God can be manifest.
今天世人也不认识神。
And today, a lot of people still don't know who God is.
必须要借着教会将他彰显出来。
And they have to see through this church so that Christ can be manifest.
当我们在这里彼此相爱的时候
，It is exactly when we love one another.
世人就能够认出我们真是属主的。
Then people could tell us apart and know that we love God.
所以我们进一步说彼此相爱是什么呢
？So if we take one step further, what does it mean to love one another?
就是彼此忍耐。
It means that to be patient with one another.
保罗在向哥林多教会所讲，爱是恒久忍耐。
Paul told the church to church that love is to be patient.
所以说，其实我们不用为弟兄姊妹做什么。
So it's not what we can do for brothers and sisters.
只要忍受弟兄姊妹加给你的苦难，你就爱他们了。
But only when we have patience with the brothers and sisters, then you are already loving them.
所以在生活中，我们是在身体的，在教会的生活中，我们可以把这个见证活出来。
So that in this body, we can be a testimony.
这是最好的一个学习的环境。
And this is the best place to learn how to love one another.
而且我们看见说，铁撒罗尼迦。
In the book of Thessalonians.
这个教会，保罗对他们有一些的劝勉。
To this church, Paul gave them this advice.
对在主里治理的人要敬重。
He said that, take your esteem very highly for the people that serve in the church.
这些人是他们是专以服侍圣徒为念的。
Because these are the people that do the work for the disciples, for the saints.
他们治理教会又劝诫又劳苦。
These are the people that labor diligently among you.
这样的人要敬重。
And we have to appreciate those people.
表现他们所做的功用，爱心格外尊重他们。
Because through the love, we have to love them even more.
然后彼此的关系要和睦。
And then we have to be in harmony with each other.
而且这里讲到说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并且要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
And he says that live in peace with one another, and it is only through holiness that we can be together.
和睦不是你好我好。
To be in harmony doesn't mean that you are doing good and I am doing good.
这个和睦是要有是有分寸，而且有规矩的。
To be in harmony, that means that we have to be in sync.
最重要必须是圣洁的。
And more importantly, we have to be in sync in holiness.
这是我们在主里需要追求的和睦，是这样的和睦。
And this is the harmony that we are truly going after.
是在基督里面的和睦。
A harmony that is in Christ.
是要离散行恶的和睦。
A harmony that would lead us depart from sin.
神呼召我们也就是这样。
And that's exactly what God is calling us for.
所以在罗马书特别说到，我们务要追求和睦的事和彼此建立德性的事。
So in Romans it says that we should pursue the things that bring harmony to us, so that we could build up one another.
所以和睦是叫我们要彼此建立德性，不是叫身体受到败坏。
So to be in harmony means that we could help each other to build, not to be destroyed.
在这里还有一个劝诫，就是对不守规矩的人要警戒。
And then here is also urge us to admonish the unruly.
不守规矩就好像那个脱离了队的那个士兵，就像在飞行的队伍中脱离的那个，就是不守规矩。
The unruly is basically like a soldier who has now abandoned his post. He has now left the formation.
就在教会中有我们可以看见有不遵守纪律的、不守规矩的弟兄。
And then in the church, there's always people that don't follow the rules of the laws as they wanted.
常常教会有一些行动出来。
So that the church will take some action.
目的不是要惩罚他们，而是要挽回他们。
To take some action, not to punish them, but to take them back, to advise them.
让他们能够恢复到教会的生活。
So then they can restore the life of a church.
但是有一种是已经被仇敌利用的假弟兄。
But there are also some people that are the false prophets that are used by the enemy.
你就会发现警戒是没有用的。
And then those people, even if we advise them, it's no use.
因为他没有敬畏神的心，他败坏神的教会。
Because this person, his only purpose is to destroy the church.
圣经上怎么说？这种人要赶出去，一刻都不能容让。
And then the Bible tells us that for those people, we have to kick them out immediately.
因为这些人离间你，叫你跌倒。
Because these are the people that will come and break us apart.
叫我们从我们学所学之道离开。
So that tell them to go away.
所以这样的人要躲避他们。
And these are the people that we have to stay away from.
他们不是服侍主，乃是服侍自己的肚腹。
Because these people are not serving the Lord, but is only serving their own belly.
圣经上说，他用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。
And in the Bible, it says that they will use clever words so that they can tempt the honest people.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会我们弟兄姊妹是最单纯的。
So brothers and sisters, we all have a pure heart.
所以行骗的也会有。
So that there are people that want to take advantage of us.
因为容易讨骗。
Because we are the honest people.
所以我们真的要很警醒。
So that's why we have to be alert.
他们有敬虔的外貌，但是却做违背敬虔的意旨意。
That even though on the outside they look great, but then they only do bad things.
圣经讲到这样的人，他们用诡诈，用心计牢笼人。
And then the Bible describes these people that they will use crafty ways to take us.
不按规矩行。
And they will not follow any rules.
要远离他们。
So that those people we stay away.
要记住他们。
We have to stop them from coming.
不要和他们交往。
Do not be friends with them.
为什么？
Why?
不要在他们的恶上有份。
Because we don't want to partake in their sin.
我们是神家的人。
That we are the people of God.
神的家一旦有事情出现。
And if there's anything that took place in the house of God.
教会总要做一些行动出来处理。
Then the church will have to take on some action for these things.
我每个肢体都应当配合顺服。
And that's why every member has to come disciplined in this one body.
有时候我们会觉得我们做的是一件好事。
And sometimes we think that we have done a good thing.
然后就凭着肉体去做这件好事。
And then we only relying on our own strength to do this good thing.
岂不知道你正在帮助恶人做伤害教会的事吗？
But then at that time, you don't even know that you're doing actually a bad thing to the
church. 所以我们一定要当心。
So that's why we have to be alert.
一起起来警戒。
We all have to stand up and be alert.
一起起来守望。
To be watchful.
对灰心的人，我们要来勉励。
And we have to encourage the faint-hearted.
圣经上提到有一些哪些灰心的人呢？
And then who are these people that are faint-hearted?
对一个很特别，就是行善的人，他们也会灰心。
And even though the people that are doing good things, they could get discouraged at times.
以上我们在后书讲到说，你们行善不可丧志。
And then in the 2 Thessalonians, it says that do not lose heart to do good things.
遵行神旨意的人啊，你们不要灰心。
For the people that do the things of God, do not lose heart.
为什么会灰心？
Why would people lose heart at times?
我们常常习以为常，很多事情习以为常。
Because a lot of times we sometimes do it in routine.
比如说每周会收到有代祷信。
Just like every week, we'll receive an email saying this is the prayer request.
每个节庆的时候，可能很自然收到一个礼物。
In every holidays, we may receive a present.
等一下，可能这里还有一些的节目。
Maybe this is Father's Day. We have something special after this.
是不会突然有的。
It's not something. It is always something in routine.
有人在那里做的。
That there are people that do these things.
但是我们习以为常，觉得好像应该的。
But then sometimes you take these things for granted.
好像我们的冷漠，觉得。不重要。
Then we come now more become aloof to these routine things.
这样就会叫做的人灰心。
So then the person who is diligently doing these things, he may lose heart.
当然我们知道我们服侍神，服侍人就是服侍主。
Because even though we know that when we serve people, we're serving God.
但在教会中，我们实在能够做一点事情。
Yet in this church, we can all do a little more.
就是来鼓励。
Is to encourage each other.To encourage the faint-hearted.
记得那个宴群里面那个呱噪的声音吗？
Now remember the sound that the geese make when they're flying in formation.
就鼓励要努力飞啊。
To make sound so that all the geese will be encouraged.
不要离开宴群啊。
Do not depart from this formation.
所以我们很重要，要勉励。
So that's why it's very important for us to encourage each other.
另外我们看见有些常常受罪人顶撞的。
And then we also see that there are times when we get offended.
特别是有人跟人接触在传福音的时候
especially when we try to preach the gospel, maybe we get offended.
这样常常受到挫折会灰心
And sometimes when we take on challenges, then we lose heart too.
我们要去勉励
Then we have to encourage those people.
被主责备管教的就是在环境中受到试炼的
When we're being criticized, when we're being tempted, we have to encourage each other.
也会灰心
When we lose heart.
所以在约伯书那里特别说到将要灰心离弃全能者不敬畏神的人他的朋友当以慈爱爱他
So in the book of Job it says that the ones that are losing heart the ones that are being abandoned the ones that do not fear God then his friends should treat them with kindness and love
其实神给我们一道良药，就是智慧性的良药。
The Lord has given us this medicine.
就是主怎么说？要常常祷告，不可灰心。
And then because the Lord said that we have to pray continuously and do not lose heart.
所以我们可以借着祷告，把这些灰心的人抬到主的面前。
So that another way to encourage people is to pray for them so that they can be encouraged inside.
有时候觉得基督徒的生活真的像一个爬山的生活。
Now a lot of times I think that as a Christian life, we're taking it like a hiking trip, going up.
如果走在前面的人有时候能够回头啊，喊一喊，笑一笑，挥挥手。
If the one who is leading this hiking trip could turn around and look at the back and make sure that everyone follows,
对，走在后面的人很有帮助的。
Then the person who is all the way in the back, when he sees the leader cares for him, then he will be encouraged.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是爬山的人。
So brothers and sisters, we are all hiking.
登耶和华的山。
We are not hiking on the mountain of Christ.
我们应该互相帮助，互相勉励。
So let us help and encourage and support each other.
因为爬山一方面也是危险的
Because hiking has some type of dangerous coming with it.
也是很荣耀的
It is also something that is glorified.
但是我们必须要很谨慎很有耐心我们才能够爬得更高
But we have to be careful, we have to be diligent so that we can hike higher.
所以在这个中间如果有人发现了什么情况该注意的情形
Now during this time, if we think that something is going wrong,
就应该回头喊一声
then we have to stand up, turn around, and say something.
叫后面的人能够得着警戒，能够得着鼓励
so that the people that are behind us can be alert, can be supported, and they now know that you care.
我们不能明明前面就一个坑你不说
Now if you see that there is a hole right in front of you, if you don't say nothing,
然后后面上来的一起跌下去
then all the ones that are behind you, they'll step into this hole.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Brothers and sisters, this is the house of God.
我们就要彼此的扶持。
So let us help and encourage each other.
所以在教会中也有软弱的。
And there are also people that are weak.
当大祭司为百姓献祭的时候
，When the great priest give the sacrifice for his people,
他特别能够体会到这些百姓的。软弱
And it is at that time that even the great priest can understand the weakness of his people.
因为他自己也是软弱的
Because at the same time, he also has weaknesses.
感谢主，我们今天有圣灵常常来帮助我们
So thanks to the Lord that today we have this Holy Spirit to help us.
所以我们坚固的人，我们就应该担待不坚固人的软弱
So the one that are strong should help the weak.
关心人是一个忍耐的功夫
To care and to love takes patience.
就像我们刚刚说的，彼此相爱
Just like that, when we say that to love one another, means that to be patient with one another. So maybe when you show times, when there are times when you show care, when the other side didn't care,
继续关心
you still care.
不要放弃
Do not give up.
当他说不要来管我的时候
when the other person says, don't even come close to me.
他里面正在呼喊我需要关心
But then don't you know that deep inside his heart, he needs your love.
所以弟兄姊妹要锲而不舍
So brothers and sisters, don't give up.
就是把他抬也要抬到主的面前。
Even though it takes mighty strength, still take him to the Lord.
因为这些软弱的人其实是他是灵性软弱，并不是身体的软弱。
Because the ones that are weak are not weak in body, but weak in spirit.
软弱的人很怕孤单。
And then the ones that are weak in spirit, they do not want to be alone.
所以刚强的要把他要来陪伴他，守着他。
So that's why that for the strong, the what they need to do is just to be weak.The weak,
给他们所需要的支持
to give them the support they needed.
一方面也要成为他们的遮盖
and on the other hand, to cover them.
我们去看创世纪九章那二十节到二十三节这一段
In Genesis chapter 9, 20-22, it says,
当挪亚带着他的孩子们从方舟里面出来的时候
When Noah took his children out of the ark,
他开始种地做人成了农夫
Then he started farming the fields. He
造了一个葡萄园
He built a vineyard.
有一天他喝醉了
And one day he was drunk.
就赤身躺在那里
And then he lied on the ground naked.
那这个韩呢他一进来看见父亲赤身在那里
And then Han came in and saw his father being naked on the ground.
他的动作是什么呢他去告诉他的兄弟
And then what did he do? He told his brothers.
那这个闪跟韩撒恩跟亚伯一听见了 他们一听见的时候他们做了一个举动
And then his rest of the brothers sons and ascends they now know and what did they do?
他们拿了一件衣服搭在肩上
They took a piece of clothing and then they put on the shoulder
倒退的进到屋里
And then they step back and they walk into the house backward
让父亲盖上
so that they could put these clothes on his father.
他们是背着脸，没有看见父亲的赤身。
And then they purposely turn around so that they do not see his father's nakedness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们是一个服侍人的一个原则。
So brothers and sisters, this is the principle that we should all follow.
我们看见了弟兄姊妹的软弱。
When we see a brother and a sister is weak,
不是在外面宣扬。
We're not going out there just to gossip and tell everyone.
而是成为他们的遮盖。
But yet at that point, we should find something to cover.
怎么遮盖？
How do we cover?
借着祷告把这件事情来遮盖。
Through prayers, we will cover them.
神不喜欢我们在那里张扬的这种行为。
God doesn't want us to gossip.
所以当你知道这件事情的时候，要用代祷来为成为他的保护。
So when you see that something is wrong with a brother and sisters, help them with your prayers.
这是我们在教会生活中非常重要的。
And that's an important thing that we all have to learn.
要给软弱的人有一个路。
To help the weak.
所以这个，当我们在这里学习的时候是很重要。
So it is important for us to all learn together.
另外还讲到对众人要忍耐。
And then here it also says that to be patient with everyone.
这个是很不容易的一个功课。
And this is a very hard thing to do.
有时候我们觉得好像世人看我们像呆子一样。
A lot of times people think of us as dummies.
但是这是我们一个生命的学习。
But that's exactly the lesson that we need to learn.
由于真的主引导我们的心。
We hope that the Lord will lead our heart.
能够进入到神圣的爱里面。
So that we could come to the holy love of God.
也进入到基督的忍耐里。
And to go into the patience of our Lord.
我们看主因为爱他施上他的灵魂。
Because we know that through love, God gave us His Spirit.
他看见前面的喜乐。就忍受十字架的苦难跟凌辱。
Because he knows the joy that is to come, so he is willing to suffer on the cross.
我们在我们里面有主的生命。
So now we share the same life.
很多我们做不到的，但是主能够帮助我们做到。
Brothers and sisters, the things that we cannot do by ourselves, the Lord will help us do with His strength.
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
That in man nothing is possible, but in Him everything is possible.
当主耶稣那一天替门徒洗脚的时候
，The day when Jesus washed the feet of His disciples.
他让我们看见他把自己完全的放下。
He let us see that how he completely denied himself.
求神的恩待我们，当我们学习在主面前学习这个功课的时候。
So we ask God that when we are learning this same fairy lesson,
我们没有一个人是为了自己。
That we no longer only care for ourselves,
都愿意把自己倒空。
But we are willing to empty our whole self.
我们倒空自己，神的爱自然就会出来，就能有爱的侍奉。
When we empty ourselves, then we can be filled with God's love. Now we can love.
主为门徒洗脚。
That when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
因为看见门徒中间的缺乏。
Because he sees what the disciples are lacking.
缺乏那个爱。
They're lacking love.
所以主就来补满这个需要。
So that's exactly what Jesus did. He filled them with love.
今天我们愿意放下自己的时候，我们就可以看见弟兄姊妹的需要。
Today it is when we're willing to deny our needs, then we will start seeing the needs of our brothers and sisters.
所以不要等别人来关心我，来供应我。
So don't just wait for someone to come help you.
我们就要起来。
Why don't you stand up?
我们愿意来服侍弟兄姊妹的需要。
And first to help them.
当我们愿意这样来做的时候
，It is when we're willing to do that.
众人就认出我们真是属神的人。
Then the rest of the people will recognize that we are Christians.
这个就是我们的见证。
And because that is our testimony.
教会是见证主的。
The church is a place of testimony.
而主就是爱。
And the Lord is love.
所以教会生活就是把爱流露出来的一个生活。
So that's why the church is a place to reveal the love of Christ.
求神恩待我们。
So we hope that the Lord will bless us.
能够在这件事情上有好的学习。
So that on this one thing we can learn this important lesson.
我们再来把696首这首诗歌三节四节我们来唱一次。
So now let's sing a song 696 stanza 3 and 4.